Today I am talking about having faith. I want to re-energize the vision that we have been working on. We've been working on building our faith muscles, building up our faith in God. And I want to re-energize that because over the summer we have had a faith-building campaign, but you know, we've had a lot going on too. During the summer, there's been weddings and there's been events and we've been busy working and going on vacations and coming back from vacations and, you know, weather's changing and we're out to the beach and all of these different things that are happening. It's easy for us to lose sight of the vision of why are we building our faith? Why is it so important to have our faith built up? And what is that going to do for us? And when we lose sight of the vision of where we're going or why we're doing something, then pretty soon we stop doing it. We stop doing it. Now, I gave you lists of verses from the Bible for you to go over and that we could go over together, that we would read, that we would work in partnership with other people and read them out loud and that we would hear them and that we would meditate on them and that we would speak them into our hearts so that we could really get the faith growing and working inside of us. But, you know, with all those other activities that have happened throughout the summer, it's easy to forget about that. It's easy to stop doing it. Suddenly we're only doing it, you know, maybe a couple of minutes a day. Maybe we're only doing it once a week. Maybe we haven't done it in a month. Maybe we completely forgot about it. And that page is now collecting dust on our side end table or coffee table, or maybe it's just covered in coffee. You know, I don't know. But the whole point is that I wanted today re-energize you in why we want to build our faith with God. Why are we doing the faith-building campaign? Why have I continued on this for so long? Why am I continuing on this for so long? And the reason for that is because without faith, you're going to see today how important it is. If you don't have faith, what happens? And if you do have faith, what happens? Everything is hinging on our faith with God. Everything is hinging on, and that faith is about our belief in God, believing the promises of God, the things that God said that we could do, that's His promises. If we have faith in that, then we have that faith, we now can do, we now receive those promises. It was all fulfilled and done through Jesus, through what Jesus did. God came down, walked on the earth in human form to fulfill the promises that He had made. He couldn't make the promises from a distance because He had to come down into this physical world and fulfill those promises of what He said would be done. And so through that body of Jesus, He was able to fulfill those promises of God. And now through faith, we have that. Our faith, these are the things that we want to do with our faith. If our faith is strong, these are the things that we can do. Our faith heals us. Heals us from any sickness and any disease, any affliction of the body, any ache, any pain, any joint discomfort, any upset stomach, any nasal drip, any cough, bad hair days. Our faith will heal it. But we got to have faith and we got to use faith to receive that healing. But our faith heals us. This is an important point for us to understand. Faith made well. Now check this out. In Luke 8:48, this is a woman healed. Now this woman had gone about and she had spent all her money going to the local doctors and practitioners, and she had seen everybody and she had spent all her money. How many of you know that you cannot buy health? You cannot buy health, no matter if you can go to the greatest specialists in the world, the greatest surgeons in the world, the greatest minds in the world. You could have all the money in the world, but it can't buy you health. I don't know how rich this woman was, but she spent everything she had and she was still sick. Now check this out, because this is Luke 8:48. And this is Jesus. Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well." Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well." What happened before this? This woman who had spent all her money and was still sick started believing, if I can just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I'm going to be made well. If I can just get through there. And she had to make her way through the crowd. You can just think it was like a rock star walking through there, and all these thousands of people are thronging about it. She's trying to wiggle her way through. And imagine if she's sick and not feeling well. She's got to find the strength to push through, to push forward. Imagine they got those big security guards. You know, they've probably got like these buff, yeah, 12 disciples keeping people back. Telling them, oh, stand back, don't push in. And this lady had to somehow make her way through all that, and she was able to just get the hem of his garment. Power went out from Jesus. The power went out because she had faith to believe that she could be healed. And he states here, your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. You can't buy health, but your faith can heal you. She couldn't buy it. You can't buy it, but your faith heals you. This is why we want to keep building our faith with God, because our faith can heal us. It can heal anything that you've got. You've got a headache, you've got a hangnail. It doesn't matter how minor it may seem to you. It doesn't matter how major it seems to you. Our faith can heal us. Our faith can move mountains and trees. Our faith can move mountains and trees. And you might be thinking, well, Ted, that'd be really helpful if I was taking a hike through the mountains. I could move some trees and mountains. But what he's talking about here, and let's go to where he spoke about this. This is Jesus who spoke about this. And he said, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. He's talking about faith here. He says, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, that mountain can also be the mountain of debt that you have in your life. It doesn't have to be a literal mountain. But that if you believe in God and you say, move debt, get out of my life, be cleared, be paid for, be taken care of, it will happen. Jesus said it right there. That mountain can be a mountain of sickness. It can be a mountain of exhaustion. It can be a mountain of, man, my family is on my back and they are giving me a headache. I can't deal with these people. But you can speak through faith to that mountain and have it removed. That is the power that God is giving us. That is the power that we have through faith to move mountains and trees. Here in Luke 17:6, Jesus says, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. He is talking about our faith again. He says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree. So again, he's talking about faith. He talked about faith in moving the mountain, and he talks about faith in moving the trees. But as I said, it's not just about moving mountains and trees. That tree can be a sickness. Now look at this. He said, be pulled up by the roots. When we're talking about sickness, we don't want just the symptoms to be taken away. We want it to be pulled out by the roots. Now, that can be something that afflicted your family for generations, that maybe they've got a fear. Maybe it feels like they cannot succeed. They cannot be successful. And even though God has said that you're supposed to be successful, you feel like your family just can't succeed no matter what. Well, he's telling you here that you can speak not to a mulberry tree only, but you can speak to that problem that's been afflicting every single member of your family, and you can say, be pulled up by the roots and be cast into the sea. That means it'll be taken right down to the primary cause of whatever's causing that. Say amen.
Amen.
See, this is the power that we have when we speak by faith. This is the power that we have when we have faith. If we don't have faith, then we can't do these things. We can't receive the healing. We can't cast out the sickness. We can't move the mountain. But as I'm saying, the mountain can be something that's afflicting you in your life. I want you to start to think about your life. what are the challenges you've been going through? Maybe you're struggling to make a business work. Maybe you are struggling with your health. Maybe a relationship's not quite working the way that you want it to. Those are the mountains. Those are the trees that Jesus is speaking about. He's not talking about us rearranging the landscape. Although sometimes that might be helpful. You know, but we could also do that. But he's talking about those things that come against us in our lives. When we have faith, we can speak to it, and it can be pulled up by the roots, meaning go right to the core. If you only treat symptoms, other symptoms will come back. Maybe you get rid of those symptoms, but you'll have new symptoms. You know, and quite often this is what happens with medication. You get rid of one symptom only to have more symptoms, so you take medication for that symptom to get some more symptoms. You'll find out very quickly, I'm not getting to the root of the problem. You know, when we work with God in faith, we get to the root of the problem. God knows what the cause of the problem is. He knows the root. And when we use faith, it will go to the root of the problem and pull it out. It will go right to the core of whatever it is that's bothering you and get it out of there. Amen. It doesn't matter what it is. Our faith protects us. Our faith protects us. When we have faith, we have that protection. And this is something very important. Here it is. This is Ephesians 6:16. Above all, and this is Paul speaking, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. There are forces of darkness out there that try to come against us. There are things that try to come against us to stop us from fulfilling the plan of God, from doing the things of God. But God is saying, take the shield of faith, a shield. Faith is a shield around you. It is protecting you. It is encompassing you. It is surrounding you in all ways. When you have the shield of faith, there is nothing that can come against you. You are protected by faith. Amen. That's why we're building our faith. That's why we're working on this faith-building campaign. So you can walk in any environment. You can walk in any neighborhood. You can walk in any situation, and you know, I am protected because I have taken up that shield of faith. We're walking in complete protection when we walk in faith. Now, our faith makes the impossible doable. Our faith makes the impossible doable. Now, the great thing about this, throughout the scriptures, we hear about how people used faith to do what seems impossible, and yet they did it. By faith, they were able to do it. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. Remember Jericho, this city in the Promised Land that had this wall around it, an impenetrable fortress it was? And here, Joshua and the people of Israel came to this city, and God said, take it, and he told them specifically, march around the city for 7 days. At the end of it, don't say anything during the seven. At the end of it, let out a great shout. Make some noise, and the wall will come down. By faith, by believing God in something that seemed impossible, they walked around that city. They walked around that city believing that God would fulfill the promises or the words that he said and that this wall would come down. Amen. And it did, by faith. In your life, there are walls. Maybe walls keeping you out of some place you're supposed to go. Maybe walls holding you in, feeling confined. Whatever that wall is, all you need to know is when you have faith and you believe in God, you can march against that wall and it cannot stand against you. That wall might be your own fear holding you back from stepping into opportunities and situations, but like the wall of Jericho, your wall can fall too when you have that faith. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is good stuff, people. Get excited about it. Get reinvigorated about the vision of building our faith. Let that get fired up inside of you and hang on to it. Don't let go of it.
Amen.
And the more that we can get excited about what faith is doing in our life, the more we'll see the changes. By faith, Sarah gave birth to the promised child. Remember, God promised Abraham and Sarah, you're going to have a kid. Man, you're going to have generations. Your descendants will be like the stars of the sky. You're going to have this incredible kid, and all, you know, your life is going to be changed. Well, guess what? She's 90 years old. That's impossible. She's looking around and going, nobody else 90 is having children. Nobody else is being given these children. Why am I going to have children? How, you know? No, she didn't say that. By faith, she said, God is faithful. God has made this promise. She clung to that promise. She believed in that promise. And at the age of 90, she gave birth to this child. God has put something in your heart. God has put a dream into your heart. God has put a purpose into your heart. You might be thinking, oh man, I'm too old. Oh, I missed the boat. I'm too late on that. Oh, I've been trying for too long. It's not going to happen. Baloney. You've got faith. You can give birth to whatever that dream is. If you've got faith in God, it can come forth out of you still. If it's in there and you are holding fast in faith to it, it will be born.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the situation, it doesn't matter what the age, it doesn't matter how long it's been, it will happen by faith, just as Sarah made it happen too.
Amen.
By believing in God. The people, with Moses leading the people of Israel, they crossed the Red Sea. Again, something impossible. How can you cross the Red Sea? And yet God said, go across this sea. He parted it, and they believed in him. They had faith in him, and they walked across on dry land. They crossed the Red Sea. Notice what happened to Pharaoh and the Egyptians. No faith in God, no belief in God. And when they tried to cross the Red Sea, they were all drowned. None of them made it out. That's the difference. We have faith in God. There is something that we need to traverse in our life. Something that we need to cross in our life. And when we have our faith built up, when we're strong in faith, we will cross it. We will walk right across it. We will walk right over it. We will walk right through it. We will overcome it by faith.
Amen.
That's why we're building our faith. That's why we're strengthening our faith. And we need to be strong. Because if we don't have faith, we don't want to run into that strength. Without faith, we are helpless and we are powerless. We do not have the power that we need to operate in this world according to the kingdom of God. By faith, we have been given all authority and all power through believing in Jesus. But without it, we are powerless and we are helpless. And we see that happening. We see that when, it was a great story about Jesus, he's sleeping on the boat, they're crossing over the sea, a great storm comes, the winds are blowing, and the disciples are freaking out, because they think they're all going to die, and they wake Jesus up, man, what is wrong with you? We're going to die, aren't you worried? What did he say? Oh, you of little faith. See, when we don't have faith, we are in fear. We let our situations and our circumstances run us, and we get paranoid, we get afraid, we get controlled. What did he do? He stepped up by faith, believing in the authority and the power that God had given him. He said, wind, whist, shut up. All right, waves, calm down. And everything went quiet. Why? Because he had faith. When you get into that space, though, where you have little faith or you have no faith, then you are controlled by your fear. Fear connects us to the forces of darkness. Faith connects us to God. You get running around thinking, uh-oh, I got to do this all myself. I can't do it. Uh-oh, it's not going to happen. Uh-oh. You're in fear. You're not working with God anymore. You're running on your own self-esteem. And that goes downhill really fast, just like the disciples. They couldn't do a thing. They were going to take their fate and die. We're all going to die. Doesn't Jesus care? Jesus has the power and authority. And when we believe in him, we have the power and authority. When we have the faith in him, we receive that. And we now have power over our circumstances. Speak to it like the mountain. Speak to that problem. Don't let yourself go into fear, because you're disconnecting from God and connecting with all the wrong things of the world, all the forces of darkness that will drag you down, and they will tell you how worthless you are. They'll tell you how you're no good. They'll tell you how you're going to die, just like the disciples were experiencing. They were trying to one day to cast out this spirit out of this guy that was having seizures. They were trying and trying and nothing was happening. Finally, Jesus comes along and the father of the boy comes running up and goes, "Hey, something, you know, these disciples, they couldn't cast these demons out." Jesus came and he cast them out. And what did he say? "Oh, you of little faith, how much longer do I have to be with you?" The point is, when we don't have faith, we don't have the power over forces of darkness. They have power over us. We need to build up our faith so we have that shield of protection and we have the authority and the power over all things, because Jesus already won the victory.
Amen.
Here in 1 John 5:4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith."
Amen.
Our faith has overcome the world. Our faith has given us the victory. We receive the victory that Jesus won. Jesus overcame all principalities and powers, all broke down all things, and by faith we receive that power. Say amen.
Amen.
And say, "I have that power.
I have that power.
I have that authority.
I have that authority.
I have strength in Jesus.
I have strength in Jesus.
Through my faith."
Through my faith. Amen.
This is where we overcome things. We have victory in the world. We have to walk in that victory. We have to remember we have victory. We have to keep reminding ourselves through the faith that we have victory, and we have to speak like we have victory. If I'm speaking, "Oh, everything's against me. I can't do this. I got to work so hard." What am I speaking? I'm speaking defeat, and I'm speaking that I am a victim. We got to make it very clear. If I'm a victor, I speak like a victor. I'm going to go in there. This situation is going to turn around. I'm going to change this. I'm proclaiming by the power of God in Jesus' name that this will be done.
Amen.
You are walking by faith. And now it's not enough to say it. We got to do it when the heat is on. You know, when the surprises and the situations come up that you're not expecting, when the stress starts to build, that's when you need the faith in God. When everything is calm and there's no waves in the storm and there's no wind in the sky and you're going, "Yeah, I trust God. No problem. I got faith." Anybody can do that. It's when the waves and the stress and the pressure of this world try to push in on you that you find out if you have faith or not. I loved, you know, last week what was so great for me to see was how Michael had built his faith to the point that when his father passed away, it didn't drive him into fear. In fact, he was strengthened in faith. He was able to raise up and speak in faith. He spoke out a testimony of God, believing, speaking about heaven, speaking about hell, speaking about God, speaking about what happens after we pass away. He was lifted up to a greater height because of his faith. Many people, we see them crumble under the pressure of something that happens unexpectedly. We see them fall away, and we know their faith is not there. Their faith is not in God. The faith is in themselves. But in him, you could see how he was lifted to a new level. His faith lifted him up. God lifted him up to a new level, and he was able to teach and guide and be a blessing to others. I love seeing that. I could tell that his faith was working in great ways, and it works in you too when you use it. Receive it fully and completely. We use Jesus' perfect faith. We believe in Jesus, and when we believe in him, we're using his faith. Our own faith in and of itself is not enough. But because we believe him and we receive the Holy Spirit, we are using his faith. His faith is perfect faith. That's why he was able to do things immediately. Jesus' faith is perfect faith. It overcomes storms. It casts out demons. It heals sick. It heals the blind.
Amen.
All these things are possible because his faith is perfect. And you have his faith.
Amen.
Amen.
You believed in him and you have his faith in you.
Praise God.
His faith is working through you. Now, here's another thing. Sin is forgiven through faith. This is Mark 2:5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Jesus is saying to this man, and this is the story where the guy was on a stretcher and he was, you know, in this condition where he could not move or walk. He was paralyzed, and they were lowering him in down through the roof because there was such a crowd around Jesus. He was in this house. They took the roof off and they started lowering him down into there. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Your sins are forgiven you." Same as you're healed. So we receive forgiveness of sins through our faith in Jesus also. That means whatever mistakes you've made, whatever things you've botched, whatever, you know, you think, man, I've screwed up too big, God can never love me. Through faith, it is forgiven, and you receive the love of God. It doesn't matter what it is.
Amen.
Here's this thing, Luke 7:50. And this is the woman. I'll tell you a little story. This woman came in to see where Jesus was sitting, and she began to anoint him with oil, and she was known to be a great sinner, meaning she had done a lot of things wrong. And she anointed his head, she anointed his feet, and she wiped his feet with her hair. And here's what he says to her: "Your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you." She believed in him, she loved him, and here she comes to him, anointing him. And because she believed in him, she was saved. Our faith releases us, redeems us from mistakes, from sins. It redeems us from shortcomings. It redeems us from whatever our weakness is. It redeems us from it. It pulls us out of it. This is the power of faith. Can you see how important faith is?
Yes.
What? Yes. Can you see how important faith is? Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, faith is so important. Is there anything that faith does not do? Is there anything that faith does not accomplish? When we have faith in Jesus and know that he fulfilled all things and gave us the victory, then we walk in a perfect life. We walk in a life of victory. We walk in the life that God spoke about. Now we have the power to create heaven on earth. Now we have the power. You have the power to change this world.
Amen.
You have the power to transform it. You have the power to create heaven on earth. But you've got to walk in that faith. Hang on to it. Build it up inside of you. Let's continue to build these faith verses in our side of ourselves. You know, because how does it happen? Faith comes by hearing. Listen to this in Romans 10:17. This is why we do these verses. How do we get that faith inside of us? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why we're going through the verses of the Bible, and we're reading them, and we're hearing them, and we're seeing them, and we're proclaiming them, and we're believing in them, because the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is also why it's so important to come out to Sunday services. Because when I give a message, it is the word of God. If nobody hears it, if you're sitting at home and thinking that you can work with God at home and you're not hearing the words of faith, you're not growing in faith. If you're not growing in faith, then you're not having the authority and the power to do the things that God said. You don't have the power to have the shield of faith. You don't have the power to heal the sickness. You don't have that power, you know, that God surrounds us with. That's why it's so important to hear the word of God. When you come out on Sundays and I begin to speak to you, you hear the word of God. You hear what God is saying through me. And then you hear the Holy Spirit speaking into your heart. Even now, as I speak, the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and you hear it. Because the Holy Spirit makes connections. Something I'm saying, he connects it to something in your life, and then he says that it directly into your heart, and you hear that, and it makes sense. Why? Because it all comes down to this verse. Because you're hearing. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Through that we open that hearing in the word of God, now you begin to hear the Holy Spirit. You begin to hear the guidance of where God is taking you. You begin to fulfill your purpose. That's why it's so important. Faith is your protection. Please God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. That means by believing in Jesus, by believing everything that he did, and by believing those promises that he fulfilled, that's how we please God. We receive that when we receive the Spirit of God and have faith in it. Now we can truly please God. That was from Hebrews. I think I said that. So in closing, I want you to know, faith is one of the most important things that we need. Our faith, in other words, our belief in Jesus' finished works, knowing and believing that Jesus finished the works, that he worked the works of the kingdom, that he opened the way, that he won victory over all principalities and powers, that he got all authority in heaven and earth, and now through faith he gives it to you. And through that authority and that victory, you walk in protection, you walk in power, you walk in love, and you walk in a sound mind. And you walk in a great way to transform, listen to this part, transform the world.
Amen.
I want you to know right now that whatever problems you have in your life, through faith, you have the power to eradicate them right now. You're no longer walking as a prisoner tied up in bondage behind the wall. The wall is coming down. I want you to know that you're free. You're free to fulfill the purpose that God has given you. You're free to succeed. You're free to be abundant, to be wealthy, to be rich, to be healthy in all ways. I want you to know, say amen to this, that you can walk in a greater way now and have a greater life in Jesus' name through faith than any other way on the face of the earth.
Amen.